America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Buccaneer 5, Chiefs 3rd and goal. In the shotgun. Here's a five-man rush and a quick throw and a belt-high catch by Hopkins and a touchdown at the goal line. He spun in. His second touchdown reception tonight. And the Chiefs have taken a lead.
Kevin Harlan on the call. Westwood 1, a game you heard on Sports Radio 610 last night. The Kansas City Chiefs continue. I won't say continue their dominance. They just keep on winning. They keep winning close games. They're really good at it. They win in overtime last night. We got a lot to get to today, man. It's a big day today. Big day. It's the biggest day.
Huge day for America.
Biggest day ever for our country. It is NFL trade deadline day today.
Because the Texans need a guard. So what everybody's going to be talking about, all the pundits,
yep,
all of the all the people weighing in on who's going to win, who's going to get this fatty, who's going to get that fatty.
Yeah,
that's all. It's all zeroed in on the Houston Texans.
Yeah, today, it's MOAA, make the offensive line average again. That's what today is all about. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm good. I'm good. I don't know if Wyatt Teller will make it through the Electoral College or not. That's the only thing that I'm.
I wish he would. That would be totally awesome if he could.
I'm still mildly football depressed. Not depressed, but football depressed. I found yesterday.
What's wrong, Seth? Tell me what's wrong.
Well, I was like, all right, am I going to feel any better after D'Amico Ryan's press conference? And no, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, he gave a lot of the answers that are just boilerplate stuff you're going to get from a coach. Nothing necessarily objectionable about it other than that, you know, when asked any question about the offensive line, he simply said, everybody's got to play better.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the offensive line. And I understand the sentiment, and I understand sticking up for your guys. The offensive line is the most glaring issue on this team right now. Yes, right. There are other issues. If I did a list of 10 items, offensive line would be at the top.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a lot of Texans fans that would be angry that my list wasn't 1 through 10 offensive line.
Yeah. List them individually, maybe, right?
No, even just offensive line.
Just O-line.
A lot of people have no appetite for any discussion other than offensive line. And that's the problem, is that I don't know what the easy fix is right now. I think there's elements to the offensive line where they just don't operate as a unit, especially on the interior offensive line. They don't look like a well-coached unit.
Right.
You know? Now, is that Chris Strausser's fault or is that the individual's fault? There's just a lot of sloppy, poor communication, poor technique. Guys just kind of opening the door for an alleyway right up the middle to C.J. Stroud. And it's ugly. It's just – it's ugly. So, an offensive – I don't think – if all of a sudden you were able to swap out – for a really, really good offensive line coach, I think that might make a bigger difference than any personnel moves you might make.
A really good, finding a better coach for that position group, you're saying.
That's the only choice. I have a hard time because, look, there's a million different ways to coach O-line, so I'm always kind of hesitant because, all right, okay, this isn't what I'm used to seeing, but maybe this is just the way he coaches it. I don't know. Except yet now I can't find it's just all these basics when they can't pick up twists and everything, where these offensive linemen are just turning their shoulders like they're a revolving door, completely blind to any twists or loopers or blitzers or anything else like that, that I've got no choice but to say, okay, I think they're just not coached that well.
Yeah, I have a thought on that. Let's hear from D'Amico. D'Amico, you're right. D'Amico got asked about the offensive line 10 different ways yesterday, and the answers were very vanilla. It does seem like it's being put more on the players than the coaches at this point, but D'Amico, a lot of answers about execution and playing better, and our playmakers got to make plays and things like that. Here is one of several answers about fixing the pass blocking.
Our guys up front, like you said, they've done a good job of blocking. They've asked a lot of good pass reps too. I think everybody highlights the bad reps. Of course, that's where the focus goes, you know, on the bad reps. We've had really good pass rush snaps, and you know, where are we with the timing, with the progression of the routes and all those? Are we open, you know, in the timing of the play? So all of those things matters when we do have good protection, and all of that is a factor as well.
Yeah, so he's protecting his guys. I get it. Here's the thing. Like, I watched more non-Texans NFL football this weekend than I have all season long, because you and I had a Sunday off. And I watched the entire game last night. It's so frustrating to watch even bad teams protect their quarterback. Like, there's no team that I watched this weekend that looked as Keystone Cops as the Texans have looked over the last 3 weeks. It's incredible. Yeah. Again, I'll kind of echo what D'Amico's saying right here. Like, last night in that game, yeah, sure, Tampa Bay had some bad reps in protecting Baker Mayfield, and Kansas City, good offensive line, had some bad reps protecting Patrick Mahomes. They are way less than the amount of bad reps that you have.
It's almost like saying, hey, yeah, sure, this quarterback threw 40 interceptions, but look at all the times he didn't throw an
interception. Look at the completions. He had three of them.
Yeah, with offensive line, that's always driven me crazy, is when offensive linemen will say, well, yeah, I played an awesome game, but everybody wants to talk about the two sacks I let up. Right. That's like going to your wife and be like, honey, why don't we talk about the 28 days of the month that I didn't cheat on you? Right. You know, I didn't cheat on you every day last month.
Yeah.
And yet there you are fixating on the times I did cheat on you.
Yeah.
What are we even doing here? Yeah. So it feels like whenever a coach gets up, I hate it enough when offensive linemen say it, but when a coach says, hey, look, there were a lot of times where they blocked it up right. But I'm concerned about the multiple times that C.J. Stroud was running for his life or had to get rid of the ball quickly or the pocket collapsed completely around him. Well, I want to know about the times you cheated, damn it.
Well, and here's the thing, like, and this may be why D'Amico's getting more and more vanilla in these press conferences, is because we're in a space now where we're parsing these things out. This is all we have. Yeah. The game was last Thursday. I don't feel like dwelling on the Jets game anymore. Sorry, D'Amico. All we have is your press conference yesterday. Is I don't think he believes a word of what he's saying. He's not a dumb person. He's a very smart person. He knows it's bad. He knows it's bad. He's protecting his guys. I'm coming to the conclusion, like, D'Amico's never going to be a guy that completely throws guys under the bus in a press conference. I will say this. He's far more interesting with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer than he is in these press conferences.
he was as uncomfortable as he's looked in that press conference.
Yeah, if you're looking for the good stuff with D'Amico, go find the YouTubes of those interviews, because I think he's more forthcoming. He's still never going to throw guys under the bus, but I think he's a little more forthcoming. He's a little more playful, obviously, in those. They're just more enjoyable conversations than the press conference yesterday. It was, man, part of it. It's like watching a hostage being held in a propaganda film at times. Like, he's just got this stare going on, and he's not really emoting either way during the press conference. And these are very emotional times for Texan fans.
It's funny. He didn't have a moment like Matt LaFleur after the game the other day when they lost to the Lions, the team the Texans will see very shortly.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt LaFleur said he was I think he said it was annoying, the questions he would get about Jordan Love's interceptions. I'm like, well, all right, Matt.
Stop throwing them.
He throws one every single week, and so many of them are stupid interceptions. Like the one he had this last week. Jordan Love threw a really stupid interception.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's annoying, but it's annoying because Jordan Love keeps throwing those interceptions. This is something that if you want to look at that game, boy – the Lions don't blitz. They didn't blitz a whole lot in that game, but when they did, it was super effective, and it really rattled Jordan Love.
It did.
It created a lot of issues for him. So obviously, that's a key concern going into this game versus the Lions.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't know how much of the Monday night game you watched last night, but from what you've seen and heard, how do the Texans – I mean, the Texans are going to play the Chiefs in Kansas City in not too long. It'll be here before we know it. How equipped is – the Bucs are not a great team. They took the Chiefs to, this is what the Chiefs are doing all year. They're 8-0. And they play all these one-score games right now.
Right. And they're doing it largely driven by their defense.
Yes.
I think the big difference last night, I know we're talking about the Chiefs, was like, wow, DeAndre Hopkins really showed up.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins, 2 touchdowns, 87 yards.
Yeah.
They had a vintage DeAndre Hopkins catch, kind of squeezed in between defenders. Also had a super easy touchdown catch. He's going to be a boon for that as they continue to work in with him. He's only played 2 games with
Correct.
The Chiefs right now, right?
Yep.
So as far as the Chiefs defense goes, though, I thought it was notable that, look, that's the Chiefs defense going against a Bucs offense that doesn't have Chris Godwin or Mike Evans.
Right.
And, wow, the Bucs were able to move the ball. The Bucs were able to get it going. It's not an excuse that you just don't have your two top guys. Baker Mayfield's out there doing it without his two top guys.
Yep.
So so it's not like I feel like it's impossible, especially when they get Nico Collins back.
Right.
It's just that Chiefs team is I'm trying to figure out what would we be saying about the Chiefs right now if they hadn't won the two previous Super Bowls. Like try to take that out of
it.
And you're watching Travis Kelce's just not himself. He fumbles in that game, gets stripped in that game.
Okay.
The offense, but the Chiefs offense is grinding clock. Like they're doing it in very decidedly not Andy Reid type of ways.
Yeah.
They're able to run the ball. They use their screens masterfully. I think I would look at them and say, okay, they've won a bunch of one-score games, but it's built on substance.
Yeah, they're
I don't know if I knew nothing about the Chiefs until going into this season, I'd say, okay, this is a plucky team with a quarterback who's really talented, but they just can't seem to figure it out on offense.
It's weird, you know, like I think they're very Patriot-like from the heyday Patriots. You know what I mean? Just like they are A-plus game managers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're figuring out what they need to do to win each specific
every
game.
Every time. Each specific game. Like, this is what we do best against this team. That kind of
thing. I think all the stat heads, if they knew nothing about the Chiefs until this season, all the stat heads would be saying, wow, regression to the mean.
Yep.
They don't, you know, one-score games tend to, the pendulum tends to swing back, but nobody's buying that. I don't think there's many stat heads out there pushing that narrative.
That's
right
exactly
now.
What it is, Seth. You're right. Hey, if they had not won the previous two Super Bowls, because even in the big picture, I think everybody's looking at this Chiefs thing going, they're 8-0, but. I mean, we're doing it right now. But you know, like, even if they go on to, even if there is some regression to the mean and they go on to lose 5 games, they're the favorite going into the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, it's just who they are. They'll flip the switch.
It's the exact same way the Astros get treated when they go to the playoffs.
They are the Astros of football, yes.
Yeah, that playoff experience really, really matters.
Yep.
You know, and I think probably more so in baseball, but it, like, obviously with the Chiefs, they've figured it out. Last year, they didn't look all that great during the regular season. Then lo and behold, they're a different team in the postseason.
They win the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, we're off and running. Yeah, Kelce last night had 14 catches for 100 yards. That's it. 14 catches for 100 yards. Like, that's what the Patriots would have done back in the day. They'd be dinking for 6 yards a catch to their tight end walking down the field.
Yeah.
That's what they'd be doing because it's there. All right, I had four questions for the Texans heading into this Lions game yesterday. Did we get satisfactory answers on any of these yesterday? Where are we with the Texans right now? It is Lions week. It is Sunday Night Football week. We'll get to that coming up next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.